This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve had pandemic limits on big banks, among other things, on the profits it could hand back to shareholders. With all the vaccinations now, the Fed is lifting those restrictions. And as we've been reporting, big banks are about to let loose the dividends and also start burning off profits by purchasing back their own shares, which can make stock prices jump to the delight of investors. Wells Fargo could double its dividend and buy back $18 billion in stock. Investors put their money in, after all. Joining us is William Lozonik, a professor of economics emeritus at the University of Massachusetts Lowell, who's done a lot of thinking and writing about stock buybacks. Professor, welcome.
Hi, David. Thanks to be here.
Hi there. You worry about this. You see buybacks as tending to be what? Unproductive?
Well, not only unproductive, they should be illegal. They are just being used to manipulate their stock price. The banks, as do all the companies, say that they're returning cash to shareholders, but the shareholders never gave them money. I mean, these banks go back way, way back. And actually, who funds banks? It's depositors. And so if you think of it, all these billions of dollars that the banks are giving to shareholders, just funneling to them, could be used to give you more than the measly 0.1% rate you get as a depositor at these banks. They could be used to pay their employees better, and they employ tens of thousands of people. They could be used to stop avoiding taxes. Of course, the Trump tax cuts of 2017, everybody knows that they were done on both sides. They were saying that they're just going to do a lot of buybacks with these taxes. And so it just should be stopped.
Some politicians, many on the left, but some on the right, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, but also Marco Rubio, have in the past expressed distaste for companies that use so much of their profits to buy back their own stock. Do you think there's an appetite growing in Washington to address this as you've been calling for?
Yeah, it's an interesting question because, of course, the person in the Senate who's been more upfront is Senator Tammy Baldwin, who actually has a bill called the Reward Work Act, which would rescind the Security and Exchange Commission rule of 1982, which allows these massive stock buybacks without having being charged with manipulation. I call it a license to loot. But Joe Biden, when he was vice president, was a big critic of buybacks. He wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal in September 2016 saying, you know, stop the buybacks. Now, what's happened since then is they've gone silent on this issue. In the summer of about a year ago, when they were doing the economic plan with the Sanders people, the Biden people and the Sanders people, this issue disappeared from anything they talked about. And it hasn't been brought up now. And even though Biden would like to increase the corporate tax rate, it went down from 35 to 21% in 2017. He's trying to put it back to 28%. The argument is not being made that, well, all they did with this was buyback, so why did we give it to them anyway? So somebody is telling them, don't talk about these things.
William Lozonik is emeritus professor at the University of Massachusetts and also president of the Academic Industry Research Network, a nonprofit dedicated to researching equitable growth. Professor, thank you.
Okay, thanks.